O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Psalm 8, verses 1 through 6, and then verse 9. Can you see the picture that inspired David's thought here? He's out somewhere in a field, an open space, a place without light, at night. The only light that he sees is that of the moon and the starry heavens above. In our modern age, it's hard to find such a sight. We don't get to experience the oppressive smallness of our little planet every evening. All of our electricity is taking that away, and I'm not complaining. I like my lights. But those few times in my life when I have looked up at the starry expanse and seen the massive tapestry of the starry heavens, I will admit it is a marvelous, marvelous thing to behold. Again, oppressive in its magnanimity. And so David's out and having one of those moments, looking up and just thinking, oh my goodness, no, literally, oh my good Lord and God who made all of this, what am I that you have cared for me at all? What is humanity that you have cared for us at all? What is man that you are mindful of him, and we who have come from Adam after this fall, that you still care for us in spite of what we have done to this entire creation? From the beginning, you made us a little lower than the heavenly beings. That is, we know there are angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, powerful spirits and winds of fire, heavenly hosts. But to Adam and his children, you gave the crown of authority, the stewardship of the creation itself, dominion over all of these works. You put all this under our feet. Who are you, O great Lord and God? And yet there's still more, for the author to the book of the Hebrews, when he comes to this text, sees it as being about much more than David's marvel at his own being made king of a temporary kingdom. It is about the great marvel of the ultimate Son of Man, that one man born of woman that's unlike any other men, our Lord, Jesus himself, of whom God is mindful in an even more special way. So the author of the Hebrews says in chapter 2, verse 5, "For it was not to angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. It has been testified somewhere. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you care for him? You made him," this is Jesus, "Jesus, the Son of God, greater than all things, you made him for a little while, lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, having him ascend even unto heaven and putting all things in subjection under his feet." It's not just about Adam's reign and stewardship over the creation. It's about Jesus' reign over sin, death, the devil, and everything else that comes with it. Verse 8 goes on, "Now in putting everything in subjection to him, Jesus, he, God the Father, left nothing outside of his," Jesus, "control. At present, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him," Jesus, "but we see him, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory," that means crowned with thorns, "crucified for you on the cross, and honor," that's the resurrection, "because of the suffering of death," that's what we brought to the table, "so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone." And as you well know, Christian, by tasting death, conquer death. So that when David, looking up at that starry sky, said, "O Lord, My Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And he knew. He knew, and you know too. It wasn't just about the work of God's fingers in crafting those heavens, but the work of his human hands in dying to save them. Mindful of the eternal good of all things. And that means you too.